Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour on, his disciple took her into his home. And after this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and placed it toward his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and handed over his spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain at the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down from the cross. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. So they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers thrust a lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Let me pause over this gospel. It comes from the book of John. And as we know, John's gospel is different than the other gospels. The gospel of John doesn't say Jesus died. He said he bowed his head and handed over his spirit. Now that's very Johannine. That it's elusive. You have to reflect on it. You have to capture the meaning of it. That the Lord bowed his head, handed over his spirit to us. The second thing is, this is the second time, there are five times in the Gospel of John where the beloved disciple is mentioned, but is never named. Was at the Last Supper. The beloved disciple sits next to Jesus at the Last Supper. And then we have it here, in the crucifixion of Jesus, and then three times after the resurrection, the beloved disciple is mentioned only in the Gospel of John. There was much discussion over years and years of Johannine scholars who study the Gospel of John, to wonder, this beloved disciple who is not named, who is this? The prevailing opinion was it's John himself. But in recent scholarship, they have come to the conclusion that it's a metaphor. Some people thought it might be a reference to Lazarus, because you remember in John chapter 12, in John, when Jesus gets to the tomb of Lazarus, he weeps, and the people say, "See how he loved him." But most scholars say, no, it's definitely not Lazarus. Then who is it? Well, Raymond Brown, who was the supreme scholar of the Gospel of John, years and years ago, I did a course on the Gospel of John with Raymond Brown. And Raymond Brown says, the beloved disciple is not John, and it's not one person. The beloved disciple is every disciple who is a follower of Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us is the beloved disciple. We're followers of Jesus Christ. That's important to keep in mind when you look at the Gospel of John and say, wow, I am included in the living Word of God as a beloved disciple the one who is chosen, the one who is blessed, the one who will follow Jesus, by the way, in the Last Supper, but also follow Jesus in the Passion. The beloved disciple will not just be blessed by being the close one to Jesus. The close one to Jesus will be called to suffer with Jesus, to forgive, to rise from the dead, to believe that there is glory in our destiny. That's the beloved disciple. And in 2010, some of you may remember, way back in 2010, we celebrated the centennial of Holy Family. And part of the celebration was up here in the niche right outside here. There's an image of the beloved disciple. It's androgynous, so it could be man or woman. And it's meant to represent everybody that came to this church to pray for 100 years, which we celebrated in 2010. It's meant to represent each and every one of us, imperfect. Now, in the Gospel of John, the beloved disciple isn't perfect. He's just beloved. Even in his imperfection, he's chosen and he's blessed and he belongs. Not because he's perfect. You'll find that after the resurrection of Jesus, his disciples scatter. They give up following Jesus. They go fishing, including the beloved disciple. And you'll find there in chapter 21 in the Gospel of John, the beloved disciple sees Jesus and is reconciled with Jesus in the resurrection, and the beloved disciple is embraced. So it's not that you're perfect. You know, I was reading some book recently, and it says, you're not born to win, you're born to grow. Keep that in mind. We're born to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. We'll make mistakes. We'll be limited. But we're beloved disciples of the Lord. That's important to keep in mind. Sometimes people get discouraged following Jesus. So catch this sense that God has chosen each and every one of us and said, you are my beloved disciple. Amen. And now we pause for a moment of prayer. We'd like to remember all those down in Orange County who are impacted by the tragedy there in the toxic spill. Many people are displaced and they're anxious. We'd like to include them in our prayer. Very important for us on Memorial Day to remember all those who sacrificed for us, those who died, those who carry the wounds of war, and their families, all the families who sacrificed when they lost somebody in a war or they're dealing with the residual illnesses that came from war. And all those who served us honorably to protect and to grant all the privileges which we have living in this country. On Memorial Day, we bless them with our prayerful remembrance. We remember our beloved dead today. When we include all those who died, on Memorial Day, we include Sam Montes and all those who are dear to us and good to us and now live in the house of the Lord. And we pause now and offer to the Lord our own personal petitions. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we make these prayers. In the name of Jesus the Lord, Amen.